Hi, Gone Wild Audio. I decided, since I haven't really done any things about me, which is, so important, that I would do the totally unofficial audio questionnaire. Because it's unofficial, so I don't know why it has to be unofficial, but anyway, so I'm gonna do that for you, and hopefully it's not too boring and or weird. It's already weird because I'm talking to myself, which means I'm gonna ramble and probably go on at great length. So I apologize for that already. Good, I'm already apologizing. We're not even a minute in. This is gonna go great. Ooh, all right. So, question one. On your erotic scale, where does erotic audio rank when compared to other forms of adult entertainment and why? Well, I would say for a long time I really liked erotica, like just written erotica, because I like a story, so that is helpful for me. Like I like there to be, you may have noticed in most of my recordings, most not all have some kind of plot, and I don't know why I find that helpful, but I do. So I always enjoyed the sort of plot nature of erotica, but I sometimes miss the sound of people moaning of, video porn, so I find that, like, historically I would switch back and forth, and I only really discovered that audio erotica was a thing, like, maybe 2 years ago, but I only really kind of vaguely followed this thread in the literotica bulletin boards, and then, anyway, so it took me a while to really find a good, solid source, and now I'm totally addicted, so it's definitely skyrocketed up to probably number one, especially with all the amazing, talented ladies and gentlemen here on GWA. So, question two. How long did you lurk on GWA before you posted an audio file, and were you coaxed into posting your voice? I was not coaxed. I started lurking probably in like August or September of last year, so it was like 5 or 6 months. And I did this gradual thing where I like lurked, and then I got a Reddit account, and then I started upvoting, and then eventually verified. I wanted to post for probably a couple months, but I was hesitant to because a lot of the girls on GWA have these like really sweet angelic voices, and they're just adorable. And I'm not adorable. So I have a much more sultry tone to my voice that I think, I don't know, I think some people seem to like it, so I guess that's good. That's what I have. So, I mean, I can sound sweet and angelic, but I feel like I'm imitating someone else if I do that, so I don't. Yeah, so no, I wasn't coaxed, I just eventually gave in to my own vanity. That's what happened. Have you voiced about your deepest, darkest desires on GWA? Will you? I have not-ish, maybe a little. But I mean, I'm not gonna like put up a note about which ones are the things that I probably don't tell most people about. I think, in my normal life, I don't think that anyone would guess that I do this, so I think just the fact that I post here is pretty much my deepest, darkest secret. So that's that. For which GWA recording is your favorite, and which one of your own recordings do you like the most? Oh goodness, I feel like I have a new favorite recording like every week, because there are so many good ones. Just trying to think of, and there are just so many talented people who post here and delightful people. So okay, if I had to pick a favorite, I would probably pick the one that Dirty Girl Secret did one in December, where it's her and like three other guys for her daddy. Oh, that one's really good. I like that a lot. But there are just so many great recordings here, so I could go on. I won't, because it said one. And which one of mine do I like the most? I probably like the one that I did a couple weeks ago called I Can't Call You That or something like that. That one I enjoyed recording quite a bit. So I hope that people who listen to it enjoyed it. What manner of usual public dress gets her blood pumping? Examples, a man in a suit, yes. I would say mostly a man in a suit. I don't think that the power of the dinner jacket can be underestimated in any form. Tuxedos also, yes, although not cummerbunds are not great. There's just something about a man in a nice suit that it's not really fair, you know, if you take like a reasonably attractive guy and you put him in a suit, then he instantly becomes really attractive. There's really no equivalent outfit for women that makes us all look just a little bit hotter. I've only ever met like one guy who didn't look better in a suit, so don't underestimate that, gentlemen. Ladies love a suit. Or even like once the suit's like half off and and just wearing the dress shirt and the tie's half off and I'm sorry, I'm going on at great length, aren't I? Also, uniforms are nice too. More formal ones, I like that. And I do enjoy ladies in pretty much anything with a bare back or bare midriff. I think it looks really, which is, you know, totally inappropriate in most situations, but I think most women look really good like that. So good. Okay. Question six. What do you wear to bed? That really varies pretty widely. I live in a fairly cold part of the country, and I have a very old dog. So while given my preferences, it would be nothing. Sometimes I have to get up in the middle of the night more than one time to let my very old dog out. So it just really varies depending on what the situation is, but most of the time, if I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to stay in my nice warm bed, that's nothing. Other than the bed, what is your favorite place in the house to have sex? Other than the bed, I would say probably the couch. I like the couch because it is versatile and there's a lot of places to be bent over and a lot of other places for, you know, sitting and playing. So I like the couch. I also like the shower because it's the shower. It's nice and wet and warm and nice. So I know those are it's two, but that's what I like. Has food such as whipped cream or chocolate, for example, come into play during sex? If yes, do tell. I think that I at one point did experiment with whipped cream and it was horrible. It's like super sticky. I don't know, I like my sheets to stay clean. Is that wrong with me? It's just never really been, food's never really been something that I really eroticize in that way, except sometimes, you know, you have certain things in there and, you know, they're erotic just because they taste so good, but I don't need a naked person to make them sexier, so I don't know. I don't really. No to that. Mostly no. After a night out, have you ever woken up in the morning next to someone you didn't know? Okay, so how do we define whether or not we know someone? Is it like if we know their name, or like we know a lot of details about them? I feel like there's a whole spectrum of like, I don't think I've ever woken up next to someone and been surprised they were there. Usually I was pretty prepared for their presence. Usually, I mean, in a lot of cases, there was no actual sleeping. Because why bother? But, no, I never woken up and been like, who are you? But I have woken up with people that I probably, I mean, woken up with, but I probably shouldn't have, for lack of a better word. But, you know, college. We all make mistakes in college, right? That's what it's for. I have Have you ever had a threesome, a foursome, a moresome? And if not, is it something you would ever do? So, a little factoid about me is that my first kiss was actually part of a threesome with a guy and another girl. So I kissed a boy and then I kissed a girl. So that was very Katy Perry of me. And it was nice, but it got complicated in an ongoing way and in the way things do when you're way too young to be trying to navigate a relationship with one person, let alone a relationship with two people. But, it was a lot of fun at the time. It seemed like a good idea, right? It just seems like a great idea. And there was a foursome at one point with three girls and a guy. I don't know. I think that I would do it again, but I think I would be more particular about the circumstances and who it was, because those experiences were fun, but not great in the long term. So I probably wouldn't be a little smarter about it, but I guess I would probably do that again because I like naked people, so could be fun. Would you rather be tied up or be the one tying the knots? I was a Girl Scout, and they don't teach us anything about tying knots when you're a Girl Scout. Let me tell you a story. I think I know how to tie one knot, so I prefer to be the one being tied up. But I'm also a people pleaser, so. I will say that I never really thought of myself as being even a little tiny bit at all, a little bit dominant before I started posting on GWA. And then there were all of these, or listening at least, and then someone posted a request. It was probably Persephone size because she always has the best requests for men begging. And there were just all these amazing recordings of men begging, and I was like, oh, maybe I do like that. More than I thought. So, thanks, gentlemen. delightful. Let's see. When you are nearing an orgasm, what words or phrases will make you come? That's a good question. I don't know if there's anything. I mean, I love hearing the fact that my partner is enjoying themselves. That makes a difference. I guess good girl is one that I like. I'm coming, that's a good one too. Do you have multiple orgasms, and what is your record number of orgasms in one day? I do have multiple orgasms. In fact, in most of my audios, I come twice. I don't usually announce it because I actually hate announcing that I'm having an orgasm, and I don't know why. It just kind of ruins it for me if I have to remember to mention it. But I am trying to get better about that. So, but yeah, I'm very multi-orgasmic. I don't count. I have no idea what my record would be. There's just a point where I can't keep counting. It's usually after three, and my brain's not working anymore. So. Just keep going. It's really a question of when I get tired, or when the person I'm with gets tired, or when it's just time, I have to get up and go have lunch. So at some point I have to stop having orgasms, right? So God. Anyway. Which fantasy do you wish could come true? I think definitely spanking related fantasy is something I would really like to have come true. I'm pretty sure I would like it to have come true, to have it come true. I don't know how sure you can ever be about wanting someone to smack your ass repeatedly. fantasy, but I'm pretty sure that would be pretty great. have you and the lover made sex videos, and have you shared them with anyone else? No, I would not do that. Just no, I would probably not share them for sure. And I don't know that I would ever agree to make a sex video. The audios, I feel like, are probably already ill-advised. Oh dear. 16. Have you ever gotten so wet or so erect in public that you had to find a private place? No. I mean, I've gotten so wet in public that I wish I had found a private place. Like, that's definitely, there was a recent incident of that. I definitely have wanted to do that, but I can't. I'm not a person who gets off on the thrill of being caught. I have too much anxiety, and I can't. I mean, I probably still could have an orgasm, but I don't. It just seems like a bad idea, so I don't. I've never done that. What part of your body, excluding genitalia, ass, or tits, instantly becomes erogenous when touched, kissed, or licked in the right way? So, if I have to exclude my ass, which is probably my biggest erogenous zone in more than one way, I would have to say I love it. This is really specific, but I really love it. When a guy puts his hand in like your lower back in just the right way, it just makes me melt. Like just like firm and a little possessive, but not too pushy, just so nice. So I would say probably my lower back. I really like that stroked as well. And then my neck is always nice. How much does the size of his cock, her tits, her pussy matter to you, and why? For gentlemen, I would say that it does not matter that much. It is mostly a matter of other things. I know I've done a bunch of like big cock related audios. Like, I feel like if I'm not careful, I'm gonna become the GWA size queen. Because I do enjoy larger gentlemen, but I like smaller penises as well, so I'm definitely a fan of just penis in general. So I just kept seeing requests for this, so I kept doing them. And then as far as ladies, I don't really mind, I mean, in any way at all. I feel like, did I mention that I'm bi? I feel like that didn't come up earlier, but I guess I kind of assume that like all the women on GWA are bi, which is probably not true, but it's just like a safe assumption. Yeah, as far as women, there's no, I don't really have a breast size preference. I have my own, so if I feel like there's not enough breasts, I have my own to play with too, so it's all fine. But then I think that whatever happens. God, I'm so rambling. Okay. What is your idea of good foreplay? I would say lots of kissing, lots of touching. I like to tease a little bit and to be teased. I really do love sucking cock, so I would. I mean, does that count? I guess that counts as foreplay, right? Like, I can count that as foreplay. So that's good. Less foreplay is also fine too sometimes. I'm very open-minded. I don't have like a very particular set of steps that has to be gone through. So that's it. Have you role played, and what is your favorite role play? I have not really role played. At all? No. I don't know. I mean, unless you count, like, some of the audios I've done, especially the, like, naughty older neighbor one, which was fun. I just never really have done that. So, I would try it. Try anything. Could be fun. There have been, like, I like some of the teacher posts. I'm sad that like there are a lot of really nice workplace posts here, but I can't stop thinking of my actual coworkers and it totally ruins it for me. So, like, I can't enjoy the workplace. I don't think I could enjoy, like, my boss role play at all, just because of, like, I've never had anyone that I've worked with that I thought, that's a great idea. Ooh. It's just circumstances. It's, I think it's my industry, but yeah, no. So I've never really done any kind of role play. Pirate role play, that would be fun. Let's do that. Sounds great. Could be fun. Anyway, so I guess that's 20. So I answered all the questions. Did I get an A? I don't know. Is there like a grading system? I don't know. Anyway, but yeah, I love posting on GWA, and I love all the nice feedback that I've gotten from people. So it's very encouraging, and I hope that you, if you like my posts, please like them, and please feel free to send me a message or whatever. I love all of the great posters here at GWA. I am really, I was just talking to someone about this the other night. I'm really shy in a totally weird way where I'm totally comfortable posting this audio on GWA for everyone to listen to, and it's totally fine. But in terms of actually sending an individual message to another person, that is no. So whatever that means, I'm just really weirdly shy. And so I'm probably, I realize that I should work on, I'm working on it. I'm trying to be more friendly, but I'm not great at it. So sorry if I seem, I don't know, bitchier than I obviously am. God. Ugh, should I even post this? I don't know. Anyway. Well, thanks, GWA. Thank you for listening to me ramble for 20 odd minutes, and I will see you around. Bye.